The Midwest Hospitals Campaign Group has taken to the streets of Ennis once again today, 2 years on from their last demonstration. It follows record numbers on trolleys at University Hospital Limerick in recent months, with numbers peaking at 126 on one day in April, the highest number ever recorded at any hospital in the country since records began. Spokesperson for the group, Nolene Moran, spoke of the extraordinary measures taken by the government to address the crisis during the COVID-19 pandemic and questioned why a similar response hasn't been taken to address overcrowding in this region. The Ballyvaughan native insists that steps must be taken to ensure adequate health care for the people of Clare and the Midwest, saying current trolley numbers are not acceptable.
Where is this going to end? The red flags you're carrying today symbolise those patients. Trolley figures are more than just numbers. They're real people like ourselves here today. If the government do not get to grips with this crisis, they can expect to see more of us out on the streets. Enough is enough. Reverse the closures.
Ennis Diamond woman Marie McMahon's husband passed away in hospital. She's calling on public representatives to send a strong message to government that the people of Clare and the Midwest are no longer willing to accept a failing service.
Stand with your people. Our people are dying every single day. Listen to us. My husband died unnecessarily because he couldn't get help. For God's sake, listen to us. Your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister, your child. You would want them to get the best care possible. We deserve better.
As part of today's demonstration, the Friends of Ennis Hospital highlighted their concern over the lack of A&D services, particularly in light of the fact that millions of tourists travel to the Cliffs of Moher, the most visited natural attraction in the country. Spokesperson Angela Call says the people of Clare have been marching for improved hospital services since the late 80s and insists it's time their voices are listened to.
The UHL Group is the only hospital group in the country that does not have a Model 3 hospital as part of its grouping. We were promised a centre of excellence. We got a war zone. Promises have been made, long have been broken. Enough is enough. Care cannot wait. We need our hospital back. Thank you.
Fiona Cahill, Clare FM News.